All right, John, let's go through your top six, and then we'll get back into the stories of the day.
Well, I know everybody wants to know, is there going to be a change at the top? We'll find out in just a few moments. But the teams that are just on the outside looking in, and number six, it was kind of a tough decision. I do have my first three-loss team in the top six. And the reason I do, Pittsburgh, I'm starting to believe a little bit more in Mike Tomlin. I think he's done an unbelievable job of putting a team out there with Mike Tomlin. With Justin Fields, with Wilson as quarterback to generate wins. Minnesota, just on the outside looking in following two losses. Philly, creeping their way back into the discussion, but they're still not in the top six. And Washington, with a heroic performance or moment at the end of that game, 6-2. They're on the outside looking in, and here's why. Baltimore is number six.
Interesting.
I've got them at 5-3. And the reason I have them in and Washington out was pretty much what happened a couple of weeks ago, and that was Baltimore beat Washington. Now, you look at the losses that the Ravens have had, and this is a tough one to try and get over and rationalize the Browns.
Yeah, big favorites, too.
Big favorites, but I will say this. Weird things happen in division opponents. You had a quarterback that was a little bit more capable, feels like, for the Browns and Jameis Winston. And now all of a sudden you get a win. I don't think the Browns go on any terror. I don't think there's much going on there. But, you know, their first loss of the season, they were a toenail away from beating the Kansas City Chiefs. So I got Baltimore at number six. And I still think Lamar Jackson is having a hell of a season. Houston comes in at number five.
Okay.
At 6-2. They're a team that, okay, they lost to the Pack and they lost to the Vikings, so both in the division. But I have also had the Packers and the Vikings in my power six. Losing to two teams that are some of the best in the NFL, I get it. They also have a win over the Bills. So that's obviously a check mark in the positive column. Green Bay comes in at number four. They're creeping their way up even a little bit more. I believe last week, I had them at five. And, I mean, this is going to be a great matchup. We're all excited about what happens on Sunday and what we see. They don't have what you might call quality wins. They've got to win against the Rams. They've got to win against the Cardinals. They do have a win against the Texans. That one was at home. So those are obviously good wins because I do have, obviously, Houston in my top six. Buffalo, creeping their way back up. They were out for a little while. They were at six last week. Now I've got them at three. And the reason I do is Josh Allen just keeps on playing. He's done a tremendous job. You look at their wins, their losses, and again, there's not really a quality win. You could say maybe Arizona to start the season at Miami. Now we'll get a chance to see them host Miami with a week under Tua's belt to see what they do there. 1-2. What do I do?
The debate everybody wants.
Yes. And so I'm going to start with a little bit of audio. First, we heard it on Monday, and that is our very own TJ Lang.
I think they're playing the best football out of anybody in the NFL right now.
All right, so who is he talking about? He's talking about the Detroit Lions. So how much do we believe what a guard has to say? We'll find out in a moment. But then you think about, well, who are some of the best defensive minds to ever coach in the NFL? Bill Belichick falls into that category. This is what he had to say during a conversation with our very own Jared Goff.
It's impossible, I think, for a defense to really stop your offense. It's really, there are too many weapons. The offensive line's too good. Blitzing's not the answer. I mean, I think you just gotta, in playing you guys, it would just be, hang on and try to create as many long drives and as many long situations as possible. But that's hard because you have so many explosive players and you do such a good job of distributing the ball.
Nearly impossible to defend this offense from Bill Belichick, who has a whole lot of Super Bowl rings, has defended Jared Goff previously and knows what he's seeing in the Detroit Lions right now. And I've said this before. I think they have the best offense. Now you pair what we saw on special teams, and they're still holding on, like Bill Belichick said, defensively. So this is the first week I've got a change at the top. The Detroit Lions, in my power surge, are the number one team in the NFL, and Kansas City comes in at two. I'm ready to make that change. Kansas City struggled to beat the Raiders, but they did. And you look, and they're just not as dynamic offensive. Defensively, they're very good. And so it's kind of a flip of the situation. But I really think the thing that separates the Lions is all three phases. They're better this year on defense than they were last year, even without Aiden Hutchinson. They performed well. And offensively, they're by far the best offense in the NFL. And we saw special teams. Special teams has been an unbelievable part of this team since Dan Campbell, Dave Phipp, and company have been at Allen Park in Detroit. And they are the most well-rounded team. That's why they are right now the number one team in this moment in time in the NFL.
I feel like the power surge really grew up this week. You said, F the records, I'm going to put the teams in the order I want. And you set the tone by putting three-loss Baltimore at six, which I think opened you up to then say, if they're within a game, Kansas City and Detroit, who do I believe is actually playing the best football in the NFL? Who is the most complete team in the NFL? And it's why you put the Lions number one.
Agree?
No. But I see what you're doing, and I respect it. Now, I have some gripes, always do. I would say Buffalo's playing really well, and you're consistent putting them number three. However, you have Baltimore in over Washington because of head-to-head. Houston beat Buffalo head-to-head. I would also point out the Eagles beat Green Bay head-to-head, and they're not even mentioned as a team in the power surge or just outside the power surge.
No, I mentioned them just outside the power surge. I said Pittsburgh, Philly, Minnesota, Washington, all just outside the power surge.
Like they were my only gripe is Philly should be in.
Yeah,
I wouldn't have Green Bay in the top six right now. I wouldn't. I think Pittsburgh belongs before Green Bay, honestly.
Well, you could kick out Baltimore.
They've had the QB problems that Green Bay's had. They went with Fields until they got Wilson back. It's the same story. They've changed quarterbacks, and I think they're better. I think Pittsburgh's just going to continue to get disrespected until the end of the year when they're sitting 12-5, and everybody's like, wait, what is this?
I really struggled of putting Pittsburgh in or not. And here's why Green Bay is at four and why they're in. They've been able to do this with Jordan Love and Malik Willis, who just showed up a week before the season started and ended up having to start in week two and three.
With the Lions, you did the right thing. They've outscored their opponent by 100 points this year. Kansas City has outscored their opponents by 50. The Lions, the last 4 weeks, 172-77. I mean, it's just they are annihilating teams, and I know the whole the champ doesn't fall off until the champ falls off. The Lions are the best team in the NFL right now. They just are, and this is why we're on the 14-1 bus. You're driving, or 14-3 bus. You're driving, and Jim's still on the 12-5.
I mean, I think it comes down to a couple things, right? Kansas City, yes, obviously they're undefeated. They're back-to-back Super Bowl champs. They're also doing things to get better. They traded for a pass rusher. They traded for a receiver. If the Lions would step up and do some of these things, then maybe I'd believe they're the best team in the NFL,
you're
too.
Just mad because they haven't traded yet? The trade deadline hasn't happened yet, has it?
No, but as they sit today, the day we do the power surge, one team is adding and one team is sitting.
We'll see this week. What does D-Hop do for Kansas City? We didn't see a whole lot last week.
Not much. And
what does Josh Uche do for Kansas City? I mean, he is a third down specialist, and if he comes in and improves that defense even more, next week could be a brand new week. I can't flip. Even if Kansas City and if the Lions win and they beat a top four team, we'll see. That's next week's problems.
This week's power surge, Lions 1, Chiefs 2, Buffalo 3, Green Bay 4, Houston 5, the Baltimore Ravens 6. John Jansen's Power Surge. It's 97.1.